Ralphie Radio Show, each and every Friday, recapping the week that was with Life and Style Weekly and the Scene Queens. Jordy Lippi joins me now on the Ralphie Radio Show. And Jordy, it's so funny because a friend of mine was actually at Yankee Stadium last week. She was sitting in the suite level and she was passing by a bar and saw none other than Cameron Diaz. So I guess Cameron was in New York checking out A-Rod during the Yankees' latest homestand. Meanwhile, A-Rod was checking out Cameron's family, correct?
That's correct. Well, you know, Cameron and A-Rod have kind of been notoriously on and off again and kind of the epitome of the ultimate bachelor-bachelorette couple, but it seems that they might be a little bit more traditional than we think. While they were here in New York, Cameron took A-Rod to meet her mom.
Wow. How did that go?
It actually went really well. They stayed until 1:15 in the morning, and they were just laughing and drinking and having a great time at the restaurant.
Now, I know A-Rod's been in and out of the lineup as well. He's had some back spasms, and he's had flu-like symptoms as well, and people have been kind of joking because Cameron Diaz, I guess, was spotted in Boston as well, I think 2 weekends ago when the Yankees were there. So she's been traveling around with them kind of everywhere. Maybe she's in Toronto with them now, too. Actually, this weekend now they're in Baltimore. So maybe a Cameron Diaz spotting in Baltimore. Scene Queens, you got to be on the lookout for that, okay?
We'll be on the lookout. Well, you seem to have people on the lookout, too. So you
hey, I'm a big Yankees fan, so you know what it is. So those stories always hit well with me. Scene Queen Jordy Lippi from Life and Style Weekly here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Leonardo DiCaprio, last time we heard from him, I think, was when Inception was in theaters. But he's out making the rounds doing the nightlife thing in New York, right?
Well, you know what? He is a very busy guy, like you just said, but on his nights off, he takes them very seriously, and we actually spotted him out at 5 different clubs in New York in a matter of 48 hours.
Wow.
But he was on his best behavior, so his girlfriend, Bar Raffaele, doesn't need to worry, but yes, he was definitely taking his nights off very seriously.
Yeah, good for him. You know what? He works hard, so he can play hard as well. Nothing wrong with that. And wrap it up here with Scene Queen Jordy Lippi on the Ralphie Radio Show. Leanne Rimes getting involved with, her husband? She's married, correct?
Fiance.
She was on set with him?
She was on set with him. He is filming a new TV show called Playboy. He's trying to film a pilot. And she, you know, seems to be very protective of him, so much so that she was on set and stood inside the room the whole time he was filming any romantic scenes with any girls. And it made the crew so uncomfortable, they had to ask her to leave.
What? Did she leave?
We don't know about how that went down. She might have gotten her way. She is Leanne Rimes. But
wow.
She definitely is calling the shots in that relationship.
I could never date somebody like that, Jordy. Somebody that was looking over my shoulder like that while I was at work.
If you remember, they kind of hooked up when they were seeing other people as well on screen. So maybe she's just learning from her, from her lesson.
You know, those relationships never work out, though, Jordy. I don't get it.
I don't know. Maybe they're right for each other. They were both bad. Now they can be good together.
Well, you can read about these stories and more in the latest edition of Life and Style Weekly. Scene Queen Jordy Lippi. Hey, have a great weekend.
You too.